Mark studied the treasure that surrounded him. He'd never seen so much wealth. The reliquary caskets contained a variety of silver and gold, either in coinage or as unminted raw metal. And jewels, three chests brimmed with rough stones. Chalices and reliquary vessels caught his gaze. Most of ebony, glass, silver, and parcel gilt. He wondered whose remnants they supposedly contained. One he knew for sure. He read the engraving and whispered, "De Molay," as he stared into the reliquary's rock crystal tube. De Roquefort came close. Inside the reliquary were bits of blackened bone. Mark knew the tale. Jacques de Molay was roasted alive on an island in the Seine, in the shadow of Notre Dame, shrieking his innocence and cursing Philip IV, who dispassionately watched the execution. During the night, brothers swam the river and scrounged through the hot ashes. They swam back with the acrid bones of de Molay in their mouths. Now he was staring at one of those mementos. De Roquefort crossed himself and mumbled a prayer.
"Look what they did."
The tally was incalculable. The stone niches that spanned two walls packed full. To his right, on a stone pedestal, Mark spotted an oversized book. The cover still gleamed, gold foil, he surmised, and was dotted with pearls. Someone had apparently opened the volume before, as crumbled parchment lay beneath. He bent down, brought the light close to the scraps, and saw Latin. He determined that it had once been an inventory ledger. De Roquefort noticed his interest.
"What is it?"
"An accounting. Saunier probably tried to examine it when he found this place, but you must be careful with parchment."
"Thief. That's what he was. Nothing but a common thief. He had no right to take any of this."
"And we do?"
"It's ours, left for us by de Molay himself. He was crucified on a door, yet told them nothing. His bones are here. This is ours."
De Roquefort paused.
"But this is not all of it. No books. Not one. Where's the knowledge?"
He raised the gun to Mark's brow.
"Tell me."
Mark wasn't afraid of de Roquefort. Strangely, no fear coursed through him. He simply wanted to know, too. His father had searched for years and found nothing. What had the master told his mother about him? He doesn't possess the resolve needed to complete his battles? Bullshit. The solution to his father's quest was a short walk away.
"Come with me,"